morning to everyone. Thank you for being here. In case you forgot, I love you all, even though I haven't been here. The title of our lesson this morning is In Christ. And last week, we sang some songs in the camper up at the property in Michigan, and the kids, one of the first songs the kids want to sing is In Christ Alone. I don't know about you guys, but that song has become one of my favorites. The words that it says and the things it says just touches my heart, and I think about it almost every day. That song comes to mind for some reason for me. And so I decided to do a little figuring out, but let's see where that comes from. And obviously it was written in 2002 by some folks. And but the words "In Christ Alone" is actually not in scriptures. But what I found is in Christ, there's a tremendous amount of scriptures. So if I was to ask us this morning, or ask you, or you were to ask me, what is being in Christ? What are the benefits of being in Christ? Are you in Christ? What is it like to be in Christ? I'd like for God's Word to answer those questions for us this morning as we look through these passages. In Christ we are raised up together. In Christ we are made to sit together in heavenly places. In Christ we have exceeding riches of God's grace and His kindness toward us. In Christ we have the gift of God. We are created in Christ for good works. And in Christ, you who were once far off are brought near by the blood of Christ. Miss Hannah, I thought about this. Sister Hannah, you know, we have 39 points this morning in this morning's lesson. I counted them up. Sorry, it's not a three-point lesson this morning. But a good note is, it's all from God's Word. I'm going to try and refrain this morning from elaborating a whole bunch. Because each one of these passages I looked through this morning, and I'm like, I can't delete that one. I can't delete that. I can't delete that. That's important. That's about being in Christ. So as we read through all these scriptures this morning, pray that this lesson makes a difference in your life. In Romans chapter 3 and 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8, 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 38, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing, created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Redemption is in Christ. The gift of eternal life is in Christ. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. We've been made free from the law of the Spirit in Christ. The love of God, which is in Christ. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1, 2, it is written, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Christ on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 4:10, for we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished. What's that word you are? Was I right?
That's not distinct.
Is it? Distinguished. But we are dishonored. 1 Corinthians 15:19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and though through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. But their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted until the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. In Galatians, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one. Christ Jesus. In Christ alone, all these things are available to us. Only in Christ. I could add, the title of this lesson, brothers and sisters, could be, you know, where are you at? Are you in Christ or not? All those things combine together as we read through these passages. For in Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Blessed, in Ephesians, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 4, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. See, God works in Christ also. Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. Righteousness, which is from God by faith. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I thought, you know what, I could do a whole series of lessons and just take these passages like I do normally, and only pick 5 or 6 passages, but because there are so many things that we have in Christ, no place else, no place else, and I cannot provide them to you, and you can't provide them to somebody else, it's in Christ, it's Jesus. I don't know about you, but there are times in my life when I'm humbled and brought to tears because only in Christ would I know that. Only in Christ would I feel that. Only in Christ am I taken care of in that way. Only by the power of God do I understand this. It's been given to us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven in Christ. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And that from the childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. See, 39 points. I still got a lot of time. What did you give to me? I almost wanted to have everybody come and write down what's in Christ in you, or what somebody says in Christ alone, or we just read through 39 passages, brothers and sisters and friends, 39 passages that help us understand the blessings of being in Christ, that tell us the truth about it. The world wants us to think that all those things are available by doing good. Not so. Only in Christ. Only in Christ. And there's times in my life that I've made mistakes and I recognized I wasn't thinking as a person who's in Christ. I was in Christ and on at the same time, so to speak. Okay? Christ alone. No man can serve two masters. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Sharing of your faith. The sharing of your faith. Every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. How many of us in the last week told somebody about how much Jesus has done for them in their lives? It could be something as simple as, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed because of God. How do you think of that, Jesus? Man, we had a good day. Thank you, Jesus. I drove back from Michigan last night. I had 3 people pull right out in front of me. I didn't slam them on the brakes, but I hit the brakes pretty hard. Thank you, Jesus. This is what we just read. 39. That's where I got the 39 from, man. Brothers and sisters, we spent less than 15 minutes on 39 things to be in Christ. I plead with you to take time this week to look up some passages about something, anything. You are in Christ. Act like it. You are in Christ. Do things that people who are in Christ do. You are in Christ. Praise His name. And if you feel like you're lonely and you're not, you're in Christ alone. And really read those passages. Think about that song and all those words. I was going to read them out. They're not in the book. I thought this is not in the book. It's on the deal. And I thought about printing them out and bringing them. I didn't think I had time. Look at those things. And that's why I put them up there like that. In Christ. He's raised us up together. He's made us sit together in heavenly places. In Christ we have the gift of God. In Christ we're created for good works. In Christ we're brought near by the blood of Christ. In Christ we have redemption. In Christ, the gift of God is eternal life. In Christ, there is no condemnation. In Christ, we're freed from the law of sin and death. In Christ, nothing can separate us from the love of God. In Christ, we're sanctified. In Christ, you are wise. In Christ, we have hope. In Christ, all shall be made alive. In Christ, God, who always leads us in triumph. In Christ. In Christ, the veil is taken away. In Christ, you are a new creation. There is simplicity in Christ. The liberty which we have in Christ. In Christ, you are all sons of God. In Christ, you are all one. Faith working through love in Christ. Bless us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. God forgave you in Christ. There's consolation in Christ. There's comfort of love, fellowship of the Spirit in Christ. There's affection and mercy in Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ. Rejoice in Christ. Be happy. Righteousness is through faith in Christ. Press towards the goal, which is in Christ. This is the will of God for us to be in Christ. Faith and love are in Christ. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ. Obtain the salvation that is in Christ. Salvation through faith in Christ. Sharing of your faith in Christ. Every good thing which is in you is in Christ. In Christ. Brothers and sisters, as you do this week, as you start this week, first day of the week, do all things in Christ. Remember that you're in Him. He's in you. Yeah, there's a whole other lesson about Jesus being in us. But look at all the passages of us being in Him. And how it changes our lives. And how it helps us. The only way you get in Christ is by making Him your Lord and Savior. Having your sins washed away. Being baptized into Him only by touching His blood, and that's when people touch the blood of Christ, that's when they're baptized. I plead with us this morning as God's people to remain in Christ, to be happy and rejoice that you're in Christ. If you're not, this morning is it's a great time to become in Christ. Or to make your heart right, if you need to, for any reason. If you need prayers, we love you, we care about you, and we're here to help if we can. We invite you to make things right with God, no matter what your need is, as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.